Greetings, friends. Andrew DiBartolo here with Liberty Coalition Canada, bringing you a special and breaking announcement. We wanted to talk about something that's going to be happening on May the 17th, and we wanted to bring on our friend Josh Alexander to speak about this. Josh, thank you so much for taking some time to join us here on this very special, though brief, episode of Liberty Dispatch.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
So, Josh, you and I got a chance recently to do a longer interview with Bridget from your now former school. And one of the things that you mentioned in that interview was that we've done a lot of talking, we've done a lot of interviews, which is necessary. We have to expose what's going on. We have to speak the truth. We have to do what the Lord says, which is take what's in the darkness and expose it to some light. But you also said in that interview that now it's time to do even more walking and more action and not just speaking. So that's exactly what we're going to be doing. So, Josh, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening on May the 17th, this initiative that we are putting together and we're standing in solidarity with you, and tell us a little bit about why we're doing this, what it is that's led to this moment leading up to May the 17th.
So yeah, on November 25th of last year, I organized a student walkout that has struck in some fame across the country and even into the States. And I'm excited to announce that Liberty Coalition Canada has announced an initiative to stand with me and join me in solidarity. And we're going to be calling on a walkout across both Canada and the U.S. And I mean, anybody else who wants to join is absolutely welcome. And that's going to be on May 17th at 10 a.m. It's going to be for students or parents, grandparents, relatives, or just any concerned citizen. Is welcome to join outside of their local school at 10 a.m. their time.
So May the 17th at 10 a.m., we're asking students to walk out of their schools and meet on the sidewalk in front of their school. We're calling parents and grandparents of those students to join as well. And then any concerned citizens, go to your nearest school. Josh, where can people go to find out a little bit more about this initiative and how they can support it, get involved, or do some stuff on this end of it leading up to the 17th?
Yeah, so you can go to libertycoalitioncanada.com, and there you'll be directed to the walkout page, and there you can sign up and give us some information on how you plan to participate. We always encourage social media posting. Tag myself, tag Save Canada, tag Liberty Coalition Canada. Also, if you haven't had the opportunity yet, go sign my petition, which is also at libertycoalitioncanada.com.
So you can head over to libertycoalitioncanada.com/walkout. And from that page, you'll find a description of what's happening. You'll also find a form on the right-hand side of the page that you can sign, that you can discuss why you're planning on joining in this walkout and what it means. You'll also have access to download a poster that you can share on social media with your friends, print out. The other thing you can do is if you want to look particularly on point, you can head over to TeePublic, that's TeePublic.com/user/I-stand-with-Josh-Alexander. And there are two different designs of shirts that you can choose from in a variety of sizes and colors. And much to our approval, when you go to the website, it asks you to select the fit. And there are only two options, male fit and female fit, because that's it. That's all it comes down to. You're a man or a woman. And even the t-shirt site recognizes that you're either a man or a woman. And yet the insane woke monsters fail to recognize this. So head over to tpublic.com/user/I-stand-with-Josh-Alexander. Get a shirt. libertycoalitioncanada.com/walkout. Sign the form. Join in what's going on. Please plan on joining us on May the 17th. Find the school closest to you. I plan on probably going wherever you're going, Josh, because that seems to be where the most amount of big bearded men is required in order to stave off the rainbow wokies who are consistently masked because they're ultimately cowards. Any last final words, Josh, you want to give our audience before we sign off for the day?
Well, yeah, I'd encourage everybody to participate. For far too long, we've allowed our message to be the minority message, when in fact there's a church on every corner, and we outnumber this supposed mainstream narrative. And so I expect to see the churches out, families out, and just concerned citizens in general to represent the truth. Hope to see you there.
Now is the time to let everyone know that we are not just a small fringe minority, but we make up the majority of reasonable, logical, sane Canadians. And it's not just for Canada. We want to note as well that we are inviting people all over the world, our neighbors to the south and in other parts of the world as well. Join in this, spread this, share this on social media far and wide. We look forward to seeing you on the 17th. And as always, Galatians 5:1.